Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Buy any Bruin product from Chemist Warehouse and go into the draw to win a Tiata rooftop tent.
And South Seas Healthcare, Auckland's largest Pacific wellbeing service provider.
This is Blues Brothers with Steve Devine and Ricardo Ball on SENZ.
Yeah, you're on SENZ. This is Blues Brothers. Thanks to South Seas Healthcare, Auckland's largest Pacific wellbeing service provider. Steve Devine in the house with us, mate. And tell you what, she was a tough watch that game on the weekend against the Chiefs. And it felt like, you know how the game against the Crusaders felt like one that we let go?
Yeah.
Because we spilled the two balls over the line. This felt like another one that we could have won and didn't.
It was very, very similar to the Chiefs. We had multiple opportunities to win the match and unfortunately just weren't quite good enough again, which is disappointing because, you know, it was the same story, really. Same story, same result. So I'm not sure we're learning as well as we should be.
What did you make of you go straight to your specialty position, Steve. What did you make of the locking battle? Because, you know, talking to Carmo last week, talking to Beaver last week when I was doing drive with him, I thought that was the one place that it looked like the Chiefs had the wood on the Blues. You know, you had an all-black locking pair up against Sam Darry and Cameron Suafoa, who are good players, but they're not those players.
I thought we got on top of the line out, to be honest. And the scrum was pretty well as well. So I'd say two wins to the Blues, line out and scrums. Line out has been a bit of an issue, you know, for the past few weeks, but I thought they were – Darry had an outstanding game and pinched quite a few balls. So, mate, they did everything they needed to do to win. I don't want to say it, but I will. I just think they're just playing too boring.
Right.
Everything's just so direct and everything was just one-off pass and we'll try and run over the top of them and they weren't good enough to do it.
Well, they probably didn't have the right personnel to do it either, right? I mean, particularly you look at the midfield, sure, the Rico's in there, but you've got Harry Plummer at 12, who's probably your third 12, right? And he's not a big man.
Not a big man, not a powerful man, but was given the ball off scrum a few times to hit it up. You know, into a brick wall, and it's just like it.
Reminded me of the All Blacks a couple of years ago trying to do that with David Harvey against the Box over in Aussie. Remember that?
Yeah, it just doesn't work, right? Mm. And, you know, you've got the best attacking outside backs in world rugby, and not once of a scrum do they get the ball. And I'm a bit confused. I'm a bit bored. Just watching, you know, scrum is prime time to attack now, and we just see 12 or 13 go straight into a brick wall, and not much else is happening. And it's, I just think you have these amazing backs. Let's use them. Let's give them a bit of time and space, and let's give them some ball at speed and see what happens. And I haven't seen it so far.
Yeah, I mean, what about Beauden Barrett's form? Obviously, there was the big mistake, and we'll get to that. But I just don't feel like he's been on form at all this season. I mean, you know, to the point that I would start looking at starting Perifetta at 10.
I said that last week. I said that I was hoping maybe Perifetta would get the start at 10 and move Bodie to fullback, where I think he's just caught between the two positions. So he's playing fullback on defence and 10 on attack. And I just think sometimes he just gets a bit caught whether he wants to be back or forward or... And he just hasn't been like the Beauden Barrett we know, the famous, you know, he just catches the ball and takes the ball to the line and does things, you know, with speed at the line. And, you know, for so long it's worked so well. And I haven't seen him do it, mate. And I didn't see him do it at the end of last year. And I'm worried. You know, obviously his confidence is down a little bit, but, you know, sometimes it takes a performance like that to really, you know, get your finger pulled out and get stuck in properly. So hopefully we see him turn the corner.
I was going to say fullback on D, attack with the ball. He's at 10. When you say the confidence, I mean you'd know better than most. Coming back from head knocks, is this still a knock on from that from last season? Do you think?
I hope not, mate. I don't know. I don't know his medical history. So I just, I mean, he's back playing, so he's well. I just, even at fullback, like when was the last time you see him catch a kick and run it back?
Mm.
Like he hasn't. He catches a kick, he'll run back and kick it. Like 100% of the season. Let's, you know, light up. And hopefully this is the turning point for him, mate. I really do. Like he's an amazing player and it's still an amazing athlete. And, you know, you don't just lose your skills overnight. It's just a bit of a confidence thing, I think, and he'll be back. I just hope he's back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, you know, for the sake of the Blues, currently sitting fifth on the table, 3 wins and 3 losses, not where we expected them to be.
No, but I've done a little bit of homework tonight. I've done some maths.
So
this may confuse a few people. We only have to play 2 games of the last 8 of teams above us.
Right.
So we've definitely had the hardest start of the draw. Like the first half of the draw is a little bit harder for us. So I mean we have the Rebels this weekend away, then Tars, Jura, Moana, Satyrs away, Reds, Canes at home, and then the Highlanders at home. So it's not a bad run. The Hurricanes, as an example, I know Gordy has left the building, but they've got a pretty tough run. They've got a really tough run home. And the next 3 or 4 weeks is pretty much everyone above them and everyone near them. So I would be maybe they might drop out of the top 4. And I think if the Blues can win 6 of the next 8, which is definitely doable, they'll finish on 40 points. And 40 points last year would have got you a home semi. So I think we're still tracking all right.
Still there, thereabouts.
Yeah, but we're going to need, we've got the Hurricanes and we've got the Crusaders to play. Of any major warrant, right? So we're going to need to win one of those two.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, let's have a look then at the DHL Super Rugby Pacific Blues player of the round, mate. Who have you got? Who do you think from the Blues stood up in the Hamilton on the weekend?
I went Sam Darry.
Oh, okay. Came back
and he dominated the line out. He pinched 3, maybe 4. He got around the field well. He didn't have the greatest start to the match. Turned it over pretty much off the kickoff and they scored. But other than that, I can't really fault him. Eh? He was solid and probably pretty good possibility Patrick will be back in the starting lineup this week with Derry. So, I think good things. Good things coming. Finally, we might have got a couple of second rowers playing.
Yeah, which would be great. There you go. That is the DHL Super Rugby Pacific. Catch the action live on Sky Sport or get your tickets at superrugby.co.nz. What about outside the Blues over the weekend? Who impressed?
So my player of the round, and I think the guy had the best weekend I've ever seen, was the number 7 for the Jura, Sawala. He scored a try. He ran the ball around. He made some massive big hits, like some really dominant tackles, and he was into everything. I thought he was outstanding. I tell you what, that Fijian team, if you haven't seen the game, anyone listening, treat yourself to a good hour and a half of footy because it was spectacular and they were amazing. And honestly, the Rebels didn't have a chance.
No. Well, it's funny, actually, the draw, because they are a team that playing at home lifts them.
Oh.
Like, you can see that. I mean, they're not a bad team away from home, but when they're at home, they grow another leg, right?
I've played some Fiji teams in Fiji, and, you know, you're in for a tough day. You know, the crowd get involved, they grow an arm and a leg. You know, they just become 10 foot tall and bulletproof. They're already 9 foot tall, you know. they're athletes. It's hot and they just love it. And, the more the crowd gets into it, the more they get into it. And, I mean, they're going to be tough to beat. They're going to be tough to beat there for teams. They've proven that they can beat the Crusaders, to beat the Rebels at home. So, it's all on.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's them going and not me. I've done my days playing Fiji in Fiji.
Yeah, you've had enough of that. Hey, just on the going back to Bowden Barrett in that game. I did say we'd get back to it, but when he crossed for that try, and he stood on the line, so it was obviously out of bounds. I can't help thinking, looking back at that he was in his mind. He wasn't in the now. He wasn't playing now. He was busy thinking about the kick and thinking, I've been rubbish off the tee. I need to get this closer to the post. And that kind of is a bit of a worrying mindset.
He certainly didn't strike the ball well. He has been striking the ball well the last few weeks, goal kicking, and just the first one off the tee and then the second one did the same thing. And he was running around on the post and he just got that ankle tap, and that was just enough. I mean, he was out, but only just out, and you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes players, I look back, you know, Dalton had the ball held up over the line. Rico dropped the ball over the line. Yep. So, you know, it's easier to point your finger at people like Bodie. But I think there was a few other opportunities we missed as well. And we scored not long after that. So.
Yeah. Just put the ball down, mate. Just put the ball down.
Just put the ball down would have been nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, sometimes it happens. I'm, you know.
How would you have been if you were in that dressing room afterwards?
I think they would have been – I feel like they lost the match more so than the Chiefs won it.
Yeah.
And this exact same feeling probably against the Crusaders at Eden Park a few weeks ago, that they certainly had their opportunities to win it and they could have won it and well, they could have drawn it at the end with scoring – underneath the sticks, and they got another couple of chances after that. So, I mean, those big moments like that, you don't often get another chance, and they're good enough to get themselves in a position to get other chances, but just, you know, unlucky. We're too direct, we're just 2-1 off, and then the Chiefs just D'd up, and they didn't really have to work that hard on D. I mean, they had to work hard because they had to make a lot of tackles, but they were just running straight into them, and they weren't running into them at pace, and I just thought it was a bit easy. I was... a bit disappointed by the attack. I think we can do better. I really do.
Okay. Well, you got any questions for Steve? You can get them through to us. 8833 is the Temper Bedpost text machine, and we will get those questions to Steve between now and 8 o'clock. This is Blues Brothers on SENZ. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. It's 14 away from 8 here on Blues Brothers, thanks to South Seas Healthcare, Auckland's largest Pacific wellbeing service provider. Got this weekend the Blues chance to get back on the bike. They'll play what you would expect, probably maybe a bit of a shell-shocked Rebels team in Melbourne.
Yeah, they'll have to front up this week because that was a woeful performance. I think after 3 minutes they were down by 12 points.
Mm.
You know, they didn't turn up at all. So I would imagine... I imagine that would be the coach would have been into them all week. She would have been a tough week. Everyone would have had to have a good hard look at themselves, I think. So back in Melbourne. So, but yeah, be prepared. I think you're going to have a fight up Rebels team this week.
Yeah, and what do you think Lewis McDonald does? Are there many changes coming? Is there anybody back?
I would think. I think, well, Patrick will probably come back into the starting lineup, I would think, and Derry, so there's two locks. So I think they'll probably take the big boys over, and, you know, they're three from six. They need a few wins, and this will be a big win. The Rebels are not too bad at home. They've had a couple of wins at home this year, so you can't underplay them too much. And the week before the bye, you know, run the big boys around and let them have a week off next week.
Yeah, well, you make a statement too, right? Statement win.
Yeah, they've got a. I just hope they decide to throw the ball and get it to the outside backs. I mean, you think of the Blues team this year, right? Who have been the best players? Who would you say are the best players this year?
Probably Hoskins, Satutu.
Yep.
Dalton Papali'i.
Yep.
Finlay Christie.
Yep.
You've mentioned Sam Darry.
Yep.
So pretty much nobody on the outside backs.
Well, Mark Talau would be there, right? He's probably the form person in Super Rugby. You've got a Caleb Clark who's itching to go. Just like, let's just get him the ball. Every time they get the ball, they make yards and yards and yards. Just give him the ball. Give him the ball early. Let him run. Let him hit at a pace. They won't be able to keep up. And I just... Why run into a brick wall off every scrum and every line out? I know they're trying to get over the advantage line, but there's easier ways by attacking the space you can get over the advantage line, and we just haven't seen it at all.
Well, do you think, I mean, you know, they played the Chiefs on the weekend, of course, unbeaten, 6-0 for the season, and stacked full of All Blacks. Do you think there are less holes in that Chiefs defence than what they're expecting, say, in this Rebels defence, so they'll try different things?
Well, they're more likely to run over the top of the Rebels, right, being very direct and just use brute force to go over the top than they were the Chiefs. And they still tried to go over the top of the Chiefs, you know, one off. So, you know, get the ball to their outside backs who are attacking it at speed and the Rebels won't even go close.
Yeah.
And we just need a bit of a shift from just trying to get over the advantage line. It's boring and... It's Northern Hemisphere rugby, right? That's what everything I hate about the game, and my favourite team are doing it, and it's becoming a bore.
a bore fest. There's a few guys in that Rebels team got a bit to play for, mate. You were saying a couple have been called into the Wallaby squad.
Carter Gordon, he's the number 10. He's only reasonably young, pretty inexperienced, and he's been called into the first Wallabies training squad for the year. I think they're having 3 days together next week. And he's been called in. I heard rumours that it might be happening, and I watched him play the Jura, and I was surprised. Clearly wasn't his best game of the season, but he's been called in. So I mean, the whole Australia will be looking at him now. He'll have to put in a performance because there's some couple of Big Tens have been left out.
Yeah, well, that's right. No Lolosia, right?
Yeah.
No Edmed.
No, and no James O'Connor.
No, mind you, James O'Connor, Brad Thorne's not rating him at the moment either. He's been benched this weekend for the game against the Brumbies. So
yeah, well, it's not unlike James O'Connor to lose a little bit of direction during the season sometimes. So but it's a big call. It's a big call for Carla Gordon. So it'll be interesting. He will need to perform because she's going to be a tough dig turning up to Wallaby first camp, and you haven't really played the house down, so he'll need to back up a pretty average performance against the Jura.
Yeah, all right. I mean, if you're picking the team this week, the Blues team this week, what are you doing? Are you doing anything different? I mean, are you just going to slot Bowden at 15 and play Perifetta at 10?
I give him one more crack at 10, just because it was that game. I give him his. Give him a chance to redeem himself. He didn't play that bad. It just, you know, that foot fault. Mm. And I'd love to see him ball in hand, taking it to the line, you know. And that's what he's famous for. That's what we need him to do. That's what we want him to do. And, you know, there's a really good opportunity for the Tars. A really good opportunity for the Blues the next few weeks to play some of these teams that are a bit further down the ladder and get a bit of confidence. And let's start with some attacking rugby. Let's throw the ball around and get it wide and let the boys have some fun out wide, and it just makes things a whole lot easier. Would I change it a lot this week? I would go the big boys up front. I'd go Darry and Patrick at locks. I keep Hoskins and Dalton. Maybe Tom Robinson. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had a lot of game time, but. Like a big number six and another line out option. And I'll keep the back line pretty much as was. I think there's still a few injuries with Roger being out and whatnot. So keep it the same. Just add Patrick. And,
how far away is Bryce Heem, do you know?
I think he had a little knee niggle. That might be wrong as well. I did hear what he had, but a couple of weeks. It's not a major, but a couple of weeks. So, you know, get this game out of the way and you've got to buy. Everyone gets a week off to go and do whatever they want to do, and then bring everyone back in, refocus for what's coming afterwards. But we've got to knock this one out of the park. We really need to make a statement and, you know, get 5 points.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen? How do you think this is going to play?
They'll be angry because of their performance. So it might take 60 minutes, but you just got to wear them down. We can be physical. We can be a little bit more direct this week, and maybe start there, and then look to move it a bit wider. Our ruck ball looked pretty good. We had a lot of ball against the Chiefs, you know, and that's not easy to do. So the ruck ball, you know, I've asked for improvements there, and we have certainly seen that in the last couple of weeks, which has been good. So our line out is improving. We just need to find that flair, find the Blues flair. You know, when we're going wide and we're running at pace, and we're a better team, and everyone's enjoying it. And that's how everyone's growing up playing rugby. Up here, so that's our thing. Let's just have a crack at it. I'd rather go down playing that game, the expansive game, than play this other game, this tighter game, Northern Hemisphere type style, and lose. You know, I'd rather go out in style, and that's just me, and that's how we used to play, and that's where I think they need to get to. Just find their flair. They lit everything on fire last year, right? And they were going wide, and they were having a good time. You could see it, and that's where I think we need to be. Just change the attitude a little bit from being so, you know, boring. Say boring. They're not boring, but they're just they're not using that attack as well as they could. You know, and they're good enough.
Do you think that's a reaction to the final, the way they lost the final?
Possibly. They maybe thought they tried to play too much, but they didn't have the ball a lot. And even in that final, you know, at halftime, they weren't out of it. They didn't play any rugby in the first half, and they were only down by sort of 6 points or something, I think it was, at halftime. So, you know, they're a team that's good enough to make opportunities. They made a lot of opportunities against the Crusaders, who are famous for the defence. They made a lot of opportunities against the Chiefs, who have had amazing defence this year. And, you know, they just got to get a little bit more clinical. And sometimes that's just something as, you know, something silly, simple as, you know, everyone just getting on the same page a little bit. What are we trying to achieve here? Where are we trying to attack from? And yeah, just a little bit of a shift in attitude, and I think we'll be all right.
Yeah,
but we need to. We definitely need to. We need to make a statement.
Yeah, 100%, mate, 100%. Or just quickly, because we've only got less than a minute left, but I asked Gordon this about the Lucys. If the All Blacks are playing a test this weekend, who's your starting halfback? Who's your bench halfback? Who's your training halfback?
Who's my halfback? I'm going with if it's a starting test match, a big test, you go with Aaron Smith, because he's there. He's always there. And cheapest, depending on who it is, I would go either Finlay or Fakatava. His performance on the weekend was outstanding. He came on and changed that game.
It's his best performance of the year, I think.
Yeah, and not a lot of those little mistakes. So that's the thing that'll cost him, is those little mistakes. And if he can sort them out, he just adds something so different to everyone else in the country.
Yeah, 100%. All right, good stuff. This has been Blues Brothers. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. Enjoy your Easter weekend, Steve.
Cheers, mate. Go the Blues.